This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that kick quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to twinnovation.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Mama Bear Mike Carnell, the host of the Twinnovation Podcast, the podcast for all your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, cons, grifts, hustles. Anyway, you're making money. We're here to talk about it. As always, I'm joined by my two oldest, weirdest, and best friends in the world, both back in the Brooklyn studio for the first time. Joining me on my right, now officially back, he's moved back to the East Coast. It's baby Davey Rosenberg.
Howdy, folks. How y'all doing out there?
And the other half of the identical Rosenberg twins is, of course, Jeffrey Rosenberg.
This train's about to go off the rails.
Choo-choo! And in the booth, mixing it up, bringing that smooth sound quality that all the people on the subreddit are talking about. It's our boy filling in for Nick Rat, a new father, Miles Felix.
Hi.
Were you on mic last week?
No.
Yeah, I told people, I was telling them, I told people I listened to the episode, but I didn't. But you're on mic now, bud.
Yes.
Woo! Boys, this is a special episode, and I'd like to raise a glass. It's officially our 3-year anniversary of starting the podcast. How do you guys feel 3 years in?
It doesn't feel like 3 years because we're not any better at it, you know?
I think we've gotten better. Yeah, don't sell yourself short. Yeah. You know, that self-deprecating shit is more of a year two move,
right,
Jeff.
I agree,
year
Michael.
Three is a confidence.
Yeah. Right.
A quiet confidence.
Quiet confidence.
A well-mixed, well-sound-engineered confidence. Mm-hmm. What is your guys, like 3 years in, what's your takeaway? How do you feel about the pod? What are some of your favorite memories?
Favorite memories from that? I mean, all of our live shows were epic.
Live shows
South
really
by,
boosted
just
it.
Just for laughs, that New York show.
South by.
We did a fair amount of shows. Five shows in 3 years.
And you know, David, now 5 shows in 3 years. That's what Jay-Z does, right?
Yeah.
5 shows, 3 years.
Yeah.
You do like one a year. Everyone's like, wow, I can't wait for next year.
Right.
Now that you're back in New York, Davey, congratulations on the move, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'm not fully there yet. I do feel like I'm in a worse spot than I was 3 years ago in terms of my living situation.
Well, you're in between stuff. You're in New Jersey. You drove here from New Jersey. You were saying it was a little crazy.
Drove here. Torrential downpour. Were you guys out? Were you outside?
I watched it from outside. There was whenever it's horizontal lightning, I'm like, I'm staying inside.
It was insane.
I spent like 30 minutes before getting here blow drying my shoes because they were soaking wet.
Yeah,
I actually left a pair of wet socks in your room. There was a part where we were like going onto a bridge beneath like under an underpass, and there was 2 feet of water.
2 feet?
I swear to God.
No, that's not how cars work.
Driving for 2 feet of water? Dude.
It was like one lane, so everyone was like shifting over. But it was,
thanks to Blasio, fucking pass the millionaire's tax and fix the fucking bridges.
It was
Cuomo.
It was scary though, and it was like 3 p.m. and it was dark.
Oh yeah.
Ugh.
Welcome
terrifying.
Back, bud. We got weather on this side of the globe.
Dude, I forgot about rain.
There's
humid,
rain. Bud. There's humidity.
Dude,
there's going to be snow in your future.
Really
welcome back, baby boy.
City, it's disgusting over here. It's filthy.
Well, now that you're back in New York, you know, we can do maybe a New York show. It'll be a lot easier. Maybe
that's
we should start doing it.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to have to do it out in Coney Island because that's the only spot I can find a place to live.
Affordable. Well, the last time I saw you boys was also at my wedding, which is why I was not here. I'm now a married man.
How does it feel?
It feels good. The ring feels good. It actually feels really fly. And
can
I think I'm
pop,
like,
can you pop the tops of bottles with that or not?
No. You're not going to, this is a designer ring. You're not going to want to.
Now is it on the left hand because you're left handed or it's always on the left?
It's always on the left, but I had to move my watch to my right hand, which I have never done.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Kind of filthy. You use the left hand for fun.
Jerking off?
Yeah.
I do. I take the ring off.
You take the ring off.
What about wiping? What's your wipe hand?
Right.
So you take the watch off or no?
No. I get fully unclothed when I shit. Just watch. And then when I'm ready to wipe, I take the watch off.
Yeah, I clip my fingernails before I wipe.
Every time?
Every time?
That's right.
You know, I do feel like our fingernails and toenails grow faster than most people.
This is like a weekend.
That's
a week?
Yeah.
No, I feel you're...
Well, I'm a biter, so I can't really get a grasp for how quickly they grow. And that's toenails, too. I'll bite the shit out of that.
Dude,
I'm munching on some
that's
piggies
so
for
disgusting.
Sure. What?
Biting your toenail?
I don't actually bite my toenails.
I feel like I've heard you say this.
I've done it. Sit Indian style because you're very flexible.
Quite flexible.
So you can get your toes.
Theoretically, if I were into biting my toenails, I could.
Is your big toe still painted?
Yes, I had both my big toes painted white, and I actually think that's my new thing. Dave, now you're back. I think we should go get a mani pedi, the three of us too. That. I got a spot. I think I want to give it up for Jeffrey, who gave a hell of a speech at the wedding.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Having a full, you were pretty nervous.
Very nervous.
You were quite nervous. In fact,
super nervous.
You grabbed me at my wedding and said, "How could you do this to me?" before the fucking reception. And I was just like, chill. I'm the nervous one.
You were already married at that point.
Yeah, but I'm throwing a giant party for 200 people. And you're like, "How could you do this to me?" I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm trying to make sure my dad has a seat.
I appreciate that.
But you did a great
job. Thank you.
I will say that Jeff asked me to come up with him like 10 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
And so I started getting really nervous. And I was like, oh, like, what's the one thing I'm going to say when I'm up there? Like, we'll go up there. Yeah. He'll pass the mic to me. I'll say something. What's a great one line to have? So I think of it, and I'm about to go up, and I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to say. I'll be like, hey, and I'm Dave. I'm Jeff's, like, emotional support brother.
And you did, and it was great.
No, then he said it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I undercut. Well, you didn't tell me you wanted to speak.
Well, I didn't think
But did you tell him that line, or did he think of it independently?
He thought of it independently.
That's
twin
shit.
He was more of the Kathy to my Mark, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, my mom did not speak but one word during the speech.
No, that's not her.
And then my dad decided to, like, I think try to roast me. I was like, you're not really like telling them how great I am. You're like making fun of me and then being like, I'm really glad he found Sarah. It's like, fuck you, you son of a bitch.
Your dad was kind of getting into it too.
He could tell he wanted to go hard. Too. Yeah, he wanted to go hard. He
wasn't even reading anything. He was just like kind of spouting it.
Where I get it from Papa.
Back to my speech, what was your favorite and least favorite part?
Well, my favorite part was when you reminded everyone that I was an elite athlete.
Right. That was off the cuff. I didn't have
that.
Off the cuff? Well, then I had the hockey paragraph.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it was an overall great... I didn't have any like worst moments. It was a great speech. You kind of talked about... you know, a lot of people talking about the birthmark on my lip being... When Sarah and I first met, she thought I had herpes.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know that it wasn't herpes till the wedding.
You thought for the past 20 years that we've known each other that I've had herpes.
That's correct. And I still kissed you.
Yeah, you've kissed me on the mouth multiple times.
You had that when you were a baby?
I've had it for my whole life.
So it's not a beauty mark?
I don't remember it in college, though, to be honest.
You did not expect so many people to bring that up?
I didn't expect like Chris to bring it up at the rehearsal dinner, and I was okay if you brought it up, but then like
someone else,
Sarah also brought it up in her vows, maybe, or
someone brought it up.
Three separate
Chris,
people brought it up, which was a little.
How do you
much.
Get around shaving?
Well, I don't really like use
it's
a razor.
Is it raised?
No, but there is a hair that comes out of it, so I just like I have an electric one. It's raised. You want to touch it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, hurt now, bud. You got finger hurt.
Maybe I'll post my speech.
Yeah. Do you have the cards? You do have the note cards.
Are you?
And do you have my handwritten vows that I asked you to hold on to?
Yeah.
But you have your note cards for your speech.
No, I only have.
But
two.
When I handed you my handwritten vows to my wife for my wedding, you don't have those.
Yeah. No, I still feel.
You
really
accidentally threw those out.
I didn't throw them out.
You actually left them on the table.
I left them on the table because I didn't want to confuse them with my note.
You didn't
cards.
Want to hand them to me. You didn't want to say, "Hey, Mike, here are your handwritten vows." You just
Sarah's pissed, isn't she?
She doesn't care. I don't care either.
No, she does. I know you guys care.
No,
a little
she
bit,
definitely
no?
doesn't care. I was like really bummed at first, but then I was like, if these got burned in a fire, I'd be like, whatever. So I'm just gonna pretend that we had a home that
pictures.
Burned down.
And we have photos, and you also have it written out on your computer.
I have it written out.
Right?
I do have it written out.
The speech is lost. We just don't have like.
Well, what was nice is that all the groomsmen. I was running out of time. All the groomsmen helped me write it. So everyone, all the groomsmen were helping me write on different note cards.
Jeff's actually pretty sensitive.
If anything,
I know he is.
If anything,
and I'm gonna have it out.
I think the people who were cleaning the tables should have realized. Oh, like. Maybe this is important.
I think you could probably just accept responsibility.
I will.
I actually don't care. No, but I mean, it's not like, what was I going to do? Like give it to Sarah 30 years in or like give it to our kids?
I mean,
maybe.
Scrapbook, something.
Maybe some sort of scrapbook.
Yeah, I think the photos though.
We'll have the photos. We have photos of us writing it. That's what we'll all care about.
Yeah.
It was you guys were like the best groomsmen. It was great. I had a fantastic wedding.
Shout out to Kunkel too. Your other groomsman, Kunkel.
Boy, dude. Good speech too.
Amazing. He's such a awesome dude.
Truly, like, I think there's like 3 to 4 people in my life. I'm not one of them. I don't know if you guys are, I don't think either of you are one of them. I love you, but I say this with love, who are 100% pure good.
Mm.
I'm not pure good.
No,
I might even be pure bad.
It's definitely a 50-50 mix. Right, right. But he is 100% like a purely good person.
Yeah, you can tell. He just has like a good conscience.
He'll like come pick you up at the airport at 4 a.m. if you ask him to. If you're like, I'm in a bind, that's who you go to.
Right. I don't know if I have anyone like that.
Nick Rad.
Jake picked me up from the airport in L.A. when I first moved there.
That's he's by no means pure good.
Any fun stories from the wedding that I don't know about because I was like a busy boy?
I think we did the light thing with you where you cut your hand, right? You were a part of that?
Yeah. I cut my hand. I was a part of that.
Mike was there for the cutting of his own hand, I believe.
for sure. I don't know. I guess
it wasn't really like anything too... It was just like a fun-ass party, but I don't think anything got too great. Like, there weren't any like mishaps or like drunken relatives. I think everyone just had a good time.
Yeah, it felt that way.
Fucking it always goes surprise by so everyone quick. With that fireworks show. No, Miles, thoughts on the fireworks show?
Legit.
Yeah,
and the first couple ones were like heart-shaped, I think.
Yeah, well, I called the guy. I was like, I went to our wedding planner. I was like, I want the guy who does the town's fireworks, and I want him to know that I want to show up the town.
How do you shape a firework? That's so
they were coordinated to the music. They were like, send us your songs, and we'll coordinate to the songs. And I think they did.
Yeah, it's hard to tell with that.
I chewed out the wedding planner as the beef last week.
I don't know if you... Did you see me chew her out when she played... Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What was it for?
About the flower girl situation.
Oh, my God. Truly. Like, she is the worst wedding planner possible.
She looks Sarah like and I, she'd be a good wedding planner.
Exactly.
Though,
she fooled us. She's just like a sorority chick who's like, I'm good at parties. Maybe I'll do parties. Oh, weddings are parties. And it's just like, well, you don't pay attention to detail and you don't know how to do anything.
No attention.
And you have no artistic ability. So Sarah and I will now design and plan the whole wedding. And I guess you just make sure everyone gets paid, you piece of shit. She fucking actually had the band play the music, but she like cut off Jeff's speech. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
She didn't cut it off, but she started the music before.
People went and then the band started playing and I like, and you went, and you were like, well, you can't do that. You turned to me and said, don't do this to me, man. So then I shot up and went over to her and I was like, what the hell is going on? She's like, I'm sorry, I'll fix it.
Oh yeah, but before I went up.
Everyone at work was like, we saw you chew at the wedding planner and it was great. Seth Meyers went up to Jeff and like congratulate, like was like great speech, really funny speech. Apparently, he was laughing the whole time.
Yeah, that really
that make
makes
you proud.
Me a
proud?
Warm, oh yeah, that was great.
You got the Seth Meyers thumbs
he's
up.
He's a fucking dope guy.
He's so dope. He like I was like
no ego to him, you know, no ego. Yeah,
my uncle Kenny. I don't know if you got a chance to talk to him. Like full tow truck driver since he was 15. Like still works in a body shop. Like as blue collar as it gets.
Right.
Came up to me, he's like, Seth's pretty down. He's a pretty down to earth, cool dude. And it's like, if Uncle Kenny's saying that about you, dude, like, you're good.
And then he took that fun picture with you that
we took some fun pictures.
He was like jumping off the chair.
He was like, yo, dude, let's, because we had a portrait studio. He's like, yo, let's take some pictures, me and you. So we were just like hamming it up, jumping off chairs.
He looks like a lot of fun.
He's the man. Yeah. Gotta love him. The whole Seth Meyers crew is good. I mean, we partied pretty hard.
Were a lot of the writers there or not?
All the writers were there. The whole writing staff and Seth and then a producer.
What did they say about the speech?
The writing staff?
Yes.
Everyone was like, the vows and all the speeches were good.
Yeah, the vows were very funny.
Sarah and I both mentioned that I was going to die in a horrific, separate, like different horrific accidents in our vows.
Oh, and we never mentioned the Streeter thing was super funny.
Right.
So, you want to explain
that? So Sarah kept being like, I have a surprise for you during the ceremony. I had one for her that fell through. We don't have to talk about it because it's sort of...
Oh, like, come on.
No, it's like when I tell you off of mic, you will understand why.
All right, gotcha.
We won't. Okay, but so she was like, I have a surprise for you. And then like she calls Streeter up to do a reading. And I'm like, what's this going to be? And I have been sleep talking and sleepwalking my entire life, dude.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, when my sister had sleepovers, she would like bring her friends into the room to like listen to me say embarrassing things in my sleep. You guys have probably seen it, right?
No, definitely.
Yeah.
You like,
oh, I've like choked
well,
you.
Well, you wake up and you like spring up from the hip. So like, it's like you turn into like an L. Like,
yes.
Just move up. Like,
very
much. It almost looks like you're doing it.
It's
as
very
a joke.
Scary. Yeah. It's like you're an animatronic person and it's quite terrifying.
Like, I've like kicked out. I've had nightmares where there's like spiders coming out of vents in a bedroom, and in college I like kicked down my bedroom door to get away from the spiders and woke up after I kicked it down.
Didn't you once like almost throw your mom down the stairs?
My mom like, well, you're not supposed to wake people up, and I was like fighting someone in my dream, and my mom was like, Mike, wake up, and I was just like, rah! I just like swung almost decked my fucking mom.
You're not supposed to wake people when they're
if they're like if I'm like in my dream like fighting and scared, like you definitely should not fucking come anywhere near me.
It's so interesting that you know how to get back to bed, or do you sometimes?
I always wake up.
To...
I always wake up, and then I'm like, okay, bye. And like, I don't remember what I've said or done, and then I just go to sleep and let the.
You know, you wake up, terrifying. You're conscious before you go back to bed.
Yeah, for sure. Well, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. Depends.
What do you think that's all about? Like, obviously, it's like a lot of.
I don't know, because it also happens when I don't get a lot
of
sleep.
Where the brain's working in overdrive.
Yeah, but so Streeter comes up, and Sarah's been writing ever since we started dating, writing down all the weirdest things I've said in my sleep, and Streeter read them as our reading at our wedding. Yeah. My favorite one is, and this is a true story, Sarah woke me up the next morning. She was like, you said this in a full Southern drawl, which is like, and she knows, I've like done a Southern accent in front of her. She was like, it was not an accent you've ever done. It was like a professional's actor, like method actor, like really, really good Southern drawl.
I thought Streeter was hamming it up.
No, I did it in a Southern drawl, and she was like, it was an amazing accent, and you've never, you cannot do that when you're not asleep. And I sat up in the middle of the night, and I said, hey, man. While you're over there, can you toss me fuck, what was it?
I don't know.
That's can you toss me a whole turkey and a bunch of loose blueberries? My favorite one that she didn't include, I was surprised she didn't.
The conveyor belt.
Yeah. I sat up in the middle of the night and said, I woke her up. I sat up like you said, like an animatronic me. I said, hey, you know what the scariest thing in the world is? And she was like, what? And I go, a conveyor belt to nowhere. And then she was up and like, what the fuck? And I went back to sleep immediately. I've like so rock scary. Climbed and shit. Like my parent, like I used to like bust in, like I remember going into my parents' room and being like, there's a squirrel. He's got blood all over his mouth. He wants to kill me. And my dad at this point, I was like 14. He's like, just go the fuck to sleep, dude.
Squirrel's trying to kill me.
I've almost karate chopped Sarah. It was crazy. I was like fighting people in my dream and my brain like woke me up before I chopped her.
I wonder.
It's kind of fun for Sarah though. She gets like two different full relationships.
Well, I think I disturb a lot of her sleep, so I don't know how much she loves it. It's mm-hmm. cute.
Well, you have the twin beds in your main bedroom.
I'm in a cage strapped down and like somehow I always get out. She wakes up to me in my sleep chewing through the straps like a rabid dog.
I wonder if like, hypothetically, you hurt someone, you murder someone sleepwalking.
I don't think I should be held responsible.
That's what I'm asking. Can you, is that like a defense?
I think it
sounds
should
like
be a
involuntary
defense.
Manslaughter. He'll still do like five, I think.
That's not bad for killing someone.
Yeah, maybe less.
Surprised that.
Yeah, probably less.
People go to jail I would for maybe not get a, as long as you think for killing people.
Yeah, and I think if it's my first murder, then right. I can be like, I'd like to get a sleep study done. I want my brain analyzed. And I'd get a doctor who's like, it's not his fault. He was asleep. Maybe I'd have to be locked in a room and be studied. But
there's a movie about this, I'm pretty sure. There's like this chick, she kills her husband because she's having an affair with her psychiatrist. So she like pretends to be sleepwalking
and
kills the dude.
Hollow Man?
Gone Girl? Double Jeopardy?
Something like that.
Fear with Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, no, that's, yeah, Fear when he fingers her on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
God, I jerked off to that scene.
It's not a roller. Oh, no, it is.
It is a roller. And I think he goes to the dad. He's like, wrecks the dad's like red convertible and then he's like, I popped both your cherries. It's like so disturbing.
And then he decapitates the dog and puts the head through like the doggy door.
Yeah. Super a bit fucked up. And he tattoos himself with like a pen.
Yeah, he like cuts his chest and then takes like it's bleeding. He takes the ink out of a pen, rubs it on his chest, and it says her name's like Christine or something. He's like, Christine forever. But it's like really not a good looking.
It would be thing. Like, it's also like, go to a tattoo parlor. Like, what are you talking about, dude? That you're gonna, so you're gonna, let me get this straight, Marky. You're slicing your chest open. You're writing, you're able to write Christine, which is a bunch of curves,
right,
with a knife. And then your plan is to pour the ink into the open wound, and that's a tattoo?
This is like before the Dirk Diggler stuff, right?
Yeah, this is like when he was kind of struggling.
96, maybe 94.
Yeah, because it's like young Reese.
Yeah, super young Reese.
And the guy from CSI who kind of looked like my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I popped both.
He actually kills her friend in the woods. He like chases after him.
Oh, the guy. Yeah. Oh my God, I remember that. He like snaps his neck so easily. We should watch Fear after this.
Does he do something where he jumps on the roof too? And he's,
I think he does a lot of like jumping and like he's like very athletic in the movie. He's like a wolf.
Yeah. Smoking hot in it.
Yeah. What was your, so back to the wedding? What was your guys' favorite part?
Favorite part? I actually like the Crab Fest, man. That was fun. And I was like, Sarah's done so many impressive things in her life, but when she talked about like how to do it, I was like, whoa, she knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. She's a Maryland girl. She knows how to do the crabs.
It's like you put the knife down and then you hammer the knife a little bit.
Yeah,
into
you gotta
the claw.
You gotta break it up a little. You get that in lollipop.
Sense, it's tough though. It's a tough
I didn't have a single crab. I don't like the process and I don't think it's enough meat for the work.
It's kind of stupid.
Soft shell, I'll mess with because I get to just pop it in.
Right.
But
still though, it's delicious.
Blue crab, not for me.
Man. My favorite part, I think, was right before the ceremony, pre wedding planner, like stressing everyone out, where we're just like. Putting the bow ties on each
other.
Oh,
we had our boys' time.
Mikey gave us the groomsman gift, which were, these Casio?
They're Timex. Vintage Timex Marlins Timex. From 63. Yeah. Refurbished matching Timex Marlins.
I've been wearing it every day. I didn't wear it today for some reason.
Oh, does it keep good time for you?
You gotta wind it every day. I won't. My feelings won't be hurt if you don't wear it all the time because it's a bit of a chore. But you do it the way you want.
I wear. I actually have it in my backpack
because you can actually hear it ticking pretty loud too, which is
keeps me up at night. A loud ticking.
You got it with you. It's waterproof, but don't wear it in the shower.
Yeah, I would not wear it in the shower.
It's cool though.
Thanks. I'm glad you guys liked it. You guys were the best groomsmen. We had a fucking blast. You guys stayed up till the sun. That was the best part is that we had no noise ordinance and no curfew. So I didn't finish till 3:30.
Like there was
I'm doing lines in the bathroom with my grandma.
There was no one that was like really sloppy drunk. I guess everyone was kind of on top of their shit.
I found out that Chris Kelly puked during your speech, Jeff. He had to leave and go throw up from drinking because he hadn't eaten any food.
I didn't eat any food either.
I barely ate food. No one was like super sloppy, fucked up, and had to like leave. But everyone was like the right amount of fucked up and like a good time.
Oh, yeah.
The drinks were flowing.
It was a compound, too. It was like golf
carts. We were all
alone.
500 acres, no one near us, golf carts, the works.
Epic.
Best party ever, I'd say.
Yeah, I love it, Michael.
I love you guys. Thank you again for being a part of the team. 3 years and a wedding.
Of course. Dave,
and also, Dave, you drove up to the venue when you got there. You're like, by the way, we're in the process. We're driving to New York and moving there. So that was like an added little bonus.
Yeah, I don't tell people stuff.
Moving might be a good one.
My parents actually don't even know yet.
Really? Do they listen to the pod?
No. They don't even know we have a podcast.
No, Mom knows. Right.
Does she?
I don't know. My parents probably don't know. They might.
I'm trying to think. Is it worse to have your parents?
No, Patty
know
knows because she asked me about taking Oxy once because I mentioned it on the podcast.
She wanted to take it or she wanted to know if you were taking it?
I had said on the podcast that I had taken it.
Get that for wisdom teeth.
Yeah, you get it for wisdom
teeth. Yeah, but I was like, I mentioned that I was like recreationally consuming it. And she's like, Mommy ain't happy with
I'm
that.
No, Mom, you don't understand. I'm recreationally getting my wisdom teeth taken out. It's a thing kids do.
A lot of them.
Well, boys, thank you again for coming to the wedding. A fantastic time. Yeah, I couldn't have asked for you and the Podfather Hurwitz and my boy Kunky and, of course, my sister, great groomsman. But hold on. Do you smell that?
Mm-hmm.
Hit it. So smooth, Miles. It's the
beef of the week.
Wow, the interstitials are going to be timed. This is probably going to be the best timing ever.
Very nice.
Boys, anyone got any beefs?
Go to you for a second just to see if you... I have a mini one that happened like 45 minutes ago.
Dave, do you have anyone?
I already talked about the torrential downpour when I was driving.
Glad your beef with the rain, yeah.
Yeah, I have a beef with like just finding an apartment, but it's not really.
We got you one. We found you that one.
Yeah, it's tough though because then I don't have clothes and stuff.
What do you mean?
Because a lot of the clothes are with the movers. I have a bag or two.
Well, when do they get here?
When I find a place.
So
what are you wearing?
Still in California?
Jeff's clothes.
No, I have like a bag or two of clothes, but like that's not going to last me 6 months.
Yeah, so you got to get into this sublet we found you.
No, but like...
So once they deliver the clothes, they
But yeah, but then
everything.
You'll be in New York and it's like, we can help you. We'll rent a U-Haul and make a day out of it.
Yeah, I guess so the movers are just like holding my stuff for months?
No, we can like...
You know what I'm saying? Like the people that picked up my stuff from California, like, well, where's my shit going to be?
Who'd you use? Yeah. Don't say Oz.
Where is this stuff right now?
No, not Oz, because Oz was trying to charge me like $6,000. No,
Oz
insane.
Fucked me out of $900. Don't use Oz.
Why don't you just drive a U-Haul across the country?
It's too late for that. And it's actually really expensive, too.
It is. Well, what I'm saying is, like, go to the sublet, like, move your shit, get rid of anything that you don't, like, use it as a chance to purge.
Furniture and stuff.
Sell the furniture. Like, we'll have a fucking, dude, we'll have a fucking sidewalk sale, baby.
I don't know. Sounds not, I don't know. Then I just have to, like, I'm just delaying my eventual move, you
know?
That's
true.
And then I have to buy all new shit.
Well, that's why you sell the old shit. So you have money to buy new shit when you need it.
What do you got that you're holding on to, Dave?
I mean, I've been to your apartment in LA. I mean, what are you holding on to?
I guess it's just like the...
It's one mattress, right? Well, you just don't want to get rid of the mattress.
It's a Casper mattress.
So then get rid of... Put his mattress... Throw his mattress
out. I just need to find sell a his fucking stuff. Apartment, man. It's driving me crazy.
Go to this one that we emailed you about. It's in our neighborhood. It's a friend's sublease. It gets you to February.
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's 6 months.
Right, but... All my
or you just stay all your with clothes, like, we'll for put them in boxes. Months, rack up that like new salary cash, and then you got like play money.
Yeah, but you're gonna like live in New Jersey for the next six months.
No, we're not.
Make a move, bro.
Yeah, I have.
Make a move. We'll help you move when you have to move in February. I got a car. We'll get a U-Haul and make a day out of it.
Yeah, but what if storing the stuff is like a ton of money every month?
Storing what stuff?
All the stuff that I
sell it or toss it, dude. What are you afraid of? Well, what are you afraid of losing?
I don't even remember what I packed.
So then it's not that important, right?
I don't know. It could be like sentimental shit.
Well,
in there.
Get those. So then when
when you left for LA, you left a bunch of stuff in my place, and you
there's
don't
still
even
trash
recall.
Bags of clothes.
No, I do recall. I actually wanted to bring that
I'm
up.
I'm dumping a lot of stuff, but well, I've been yet. Dumping a lot.
You got
of
a lot
stuff,
of stuff in Amanda's basement too.
Yeah, man, I'm a...
Oh, yeah, what things do you think like that I have shit. That you still want?
I've been looking for a belt for a long time. You don't have any belts
I
anymore.
Say, David, if you can't it's even remember what you belt. Moved with, then use it as an excuse to toss that but, shit.
Simplify.
It'd be easy declutter. For me, but, you know, the queen has stuff and whatnot.
Well, she could keep her stuff, but, like, you need your fucking side table?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice side table.
Sell it for $50 on the street. Bang, bang.
I don't know. It's all very stressful, Michael.
We found you a place. We found you a great place, great price in our neighborhood. I don't know what else to say. Jeffrey, your minor beef?
Yeah, I hit my head hard.
On what? I don't know what.
In this new studio. So there's a first floor and a second
Headgum
floor.
Moved us.
I was responding to Dave's text of, I'm outside, come get me. While I'm looking at my phone and walking, I just ran my head on like a water pipe.
Can we sue?
Forehead was bleeding.
Probably.
A bit
yeah, no, it hurts like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it looks like it hurts. I mean, we forgot to mention that Headgum moved us to a new studio. Let me see. You got a lumper?
I feel like we've right recorded there? In so many
Jesus
studios.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, 3 years, and this is our fifth studio we've been in? Fourth studio? No, fifth.
Yeah.
Damn, this one's not so bad.
It's nice when Miles is here.
Yes, it's nice it's your calming presence, Miles.
Yeah,
thank you.
We also like the amount that you talk.
Yes,
you could talk a little bit more.
I gave him permission. You got to let him ease into it.
Yeah, for sure.
He's got to get used to it. So that's your beef is with the building,
specifically the pipe. It's too low.
The pipe is too low.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my beef's with my wedding planner. I know you chewed her out, but when I provide you with a seating chart that has where everyone's sitting, put the people in those seats.
Yeah,
don't like, make me come and see half the like immediately notice that half the people are in the wrong seats, including my goddamn father.
Aren't the people supposed to find what's isn't that what the whole
she
board
put
was?
The their name cards in the wrong seats.
Oh,
her and her fucking little God, like underlings couldn't follow. Literally, we wrote it in the chair. It's in each chair, each name.
Why don't you not pay her the second half? Like
well,
she offered.
Told you, I chewed her out, and she offered I didn't have to pay her. But at this point, it was like she did enough decent things where it's like, okay, I guess you've done the job. But like, truly, what a dumb fuck and like untalented,
can we do
dumb
something
piece
to, like,
of shit.
Chew her out, find her on Instagram, and have the nation.
I would.
Snap
I wish
out.
That it was like a lawyer, and I could have her like disbarred from planning weddings. Because
right.
like, well, what I'm going to do is not provide her with a single photo for her to try to pretend like she designed or did anything with this wedding. Because
right.
it's not happening. Sarah's brother did all of the graphic design, and Sarah and I planned everything and planned the way everything looked. Everything.
fuck.
She gets her. Nothing. And also, Sarah's like writing and creating a TV show. I'm doing my job, and then so we would come home at like 1 a.m. or sometimes 2 a.m. from working because I like was working with Sarah on her show, and then from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. we would plan the wedding, and then like wake up at 7 a.m. and go to work.
Because
this bitch ain't. Because this bitch can't do shit.
You can't function on 3 hours.
Dude, why do you think I was such a fucking grump, man? I was stomping around. Yeah, I was so mad at the wedding. I spent a quarter of the wedding mad at her.
Yeah, I saw. Brutal.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
Fuck her, dude.
But it's gone now. Don't you know? You don't have to.
It's gone. I had a blast. I had a good time. I'm not going to complain about it, but I will beef her ass out. Oink, 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 baby. You're bad at planning weddings. It shouldn't be your job. If you can't pay attention to detail, you shouldn't have a job that is literally all in the details.
It seems like if you, like, it's not, it's hard, but it's not that hard.
Here's an example. 2 days before the wedding, I texted her. I was like, hey, I was just thinking of this. Do we need like a marriage certificate? And she was like, oh, yeah. She texted me back, oh, yeah. Yeah, you should probably go do that. I would just do that tomorrow morning.
Like, you can, like she's not like, even what? Good at lying, though. Just lying.
Oh, dude. I mean, like, I'm like a natural procrastinator. I get my shit done. But, like, I can tell when I'm looking at another procrastinator. And we'd be like, where's this, this, and this, and this? And she'd be like, oh, right. So I didn't hear back from them. We're like, what? And then we'd be like, well, we need it. And she'd be like, okay, yeah, I actually have all of this. And it's like, oh, you just did this last minute. Yeah,
she...
Isn't there like a checklist for wedding planners?
Yeah, a ton of them. We had to make them for her.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
The process of planning it was like bad, but the wedding itself was dope. So I guess we move on and celebrate our love, you know? Good. And I think I looked good. I think I looked good.
You look
green tuxedo, cream leather Gucci's. That's what's up.
Are those black and white photos though, or do we get colored photos?
They'll be all colored photos for like, we had three photographers at the wedding, and then we had the portrait studio, which is in black and white. Mm. The three photographers at the wedding are all in color.
Beautiful.
As well as our little groomsmen photos.
Love it.
Nice.
Love it. Yeah. Well, hey, enough about the wedding, okay? Right now, we're not here to talk about weddings and beefs, and I love talking apartments with you, Dave, but we can do that off mic because this podcast...
We're about to talk about it, right?
This podcast is all about making money. Now, each week, the three of us, me, David, and Jeffrey, will pitch our scheme of the week. Now, this could be anything. This could be an invention, an app, a physical product. Any way you're making money, again, we're here to talk about it. And to lead us off, once again, his triumphant return to the New York studio and the East Coast, our resident guru, a man who doesn't just think outside the box. Quite frankly, he is the box. Big Papa Plump, the most smelly, with the most belly, Baby Davey Rosenberg!
Howdy, folks. How y'all doing out there?
I'm great. Happy to see you. Happy to have you back in our lives.
It's good to be back. It's good. It's okay to be back.
You got to embrace it a little more, David.
Yeah.
You got to embrace the struggle.
I actually take something that Jeff told me. I take it to heart. He said, don't feel like you have to do stuff. Feel like that you can.
You get to do
stuff.
What were you referring to, Jeffrey?
You know, I guess white privilege mainly.
Yes, perhaps. You know, just the whole applying to jobs, getting to move here. You sort of just got to change the framework.
Hey, each day is a blessing, my man.
Yeah, for sure. But like I was saying, like... Allow me to pose a question,
please,
I guess.
Please do.
What's the worst part about finding a new apartment?
Broker's fees.
Yeah, I would say those broker's fees. I mean, there are a lot of apartments around, and some people are a little slimy, I guess.
That's the other thing for the sublet, not to go back to it. You don't have to pay that broker's fee right now.
True.
You got 6 months to save up for it because you're not going to be able to get around that, bud. And that's a month's rent.
I guess you got to see how much the holding fee is for stuff. If I'm not selling it. You can't just sell shit on the street, can you?
You put it on Craigslist.
That's what a tag sale is.
Yeah, but then where am I
having? I sell Ouija boards every day.
That's on true. The street.
Up and down in a car.
5 a.m. to 7 a.m.
He throws them like newspapers into people's windows.
I actually was thinking of getting a little cart and spending a day in front of the Brooklyn Museum because they have the Bowie exhibit going on.
That'd be great. Yeah, and then people are like, is this sanctioned memorabilia? And then you'd have to, I guess, just run.
Oh, it's over? It's over? Okay. Miles is telling me it's over. Well, I still might.
Well, Dave, were we right in guessing that it's broker's fees?
No, you're a little off. It's sort of the logistics of everything, right? Because you can find a bunch of apartments, you can email a bunch of brokers, and then everyone's sort of emailing you back and you're trying to schedule stuff, like, and you don't know, can I see this spot in half an hour? Is it going to take me an hour? So it's like a lot of logistical shit you got to do, yeah, right? Yeah. Especially if you're with different brokers, right? So
scheduling,
but also if you know Street Easy, Trulia, Zillow, like all these different apps that you got to use,
yeah,
and you need sort of a way to organize it all, right? Because mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, I rented a car so that I could drive around places, but taking the train is a shit show, right?
Oh, like, I like the train.
Yeah, but if you're like trying to get to appointments one after another, it can be a little rough. Essentially, I'm using like six different apps for every place, right? I'm using like Waze.
Every apps, bud.
I'm using Waze to try and find shit.
How's your phone battery doing?
Well, that's why I got two phones. I wouldn't even be able to do this without two phones.
One's running my navigation. The other one's running my appointments.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll have Waze going.
Catching an insane amount of Pokemon traveling all through Brooklyn.
And then sometimes they'll... brokers will text you and they won't tell you their name or the address that you're looking for.
Yeah, they're shady.
It's just like it's a whole lot of shit. So essentially what I'm trying to do is my new app, it's called Hunt and Gather.
I like the name. I like the name.
Hunt and Gather. And what this essentially does is it's a full service app that it's sort of like a internal scheduler for yourself, right? And you know, sort of like how Nooklyn has. Do you know? Are you familiar with Nooklyn at all?
No. Yes, a bit, Dave. Yeah. Bit. It's just a real estate.
Agency. But basically, I want what the brokers have. The brokers have these schedules that make a lot of sense. But I want an app that, if I'm choosing, you know, eight different apartments to look at over the next 5 hours, I want it to show me when I have to. I want it to alert me when I need to leave the current spot.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Yeah. I've had this idea on the podcast.
You had it for the bars, I think.
It was just for any task that you're doing. You put it in and it analyzes where, how long you should be somewhere, when you should leave.
Yeah.
And what was it called? I don't remember that.
It was an idea I had.
Yeah. No, I do remember that.
Year one, year two.
It was
year one,
I
think.
Yeah. It was like year and a half in. But essentially what it would do is that it would have like, it would also share the location from where the broker is too. So you can know when they're getting
there. So this is a more like niche, like mine was more broad, but this is more niche and, the scope has been narrowed to like real estate.
Yeah.
I think I like that because maybe you could even sell it. If you build it up big enough, you could sell it to like a Zillow.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Because the thing is when you use all these different apps, and websites to like find apartments, they all just have different ways of like responding back to you. Like if you put in your phone number and your email address, they'll double down.
Oh, and they're giving that email address to every. I still get fucking emails from brokers.
So that's
selling you data.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. It's just sort of like a way for me to combine the navigation with the logistics, as well as, you know, it's rather hard to even find like. You have to zoom in really close on a map to even see what trains are close by. You know, it's like kind of annoying. Right. So this is sort of an all-in-one app that's Hunt and Gather. It's 99 cents in the App Store. We're launching at the end of the year. Zillow and Nooklyn have shown some interest. We're trying to work with...
they've shown interest.
Yeah, we're trying to... I've been talking to brokers about it instead of looking at apartments.
I took brokers at the coffee.
Yeah, what it does, it sort of also combines like all the listings out there, because it's weird that Trulia would have some, Street Easy would have other ones. Yeah, it's just a really fucking confusing process. And then you're getting all these emails at once, and then you're getting texts from numbers that you don't know, and it's just a real fucking shit show out there. So that's the app. It's supposed to help organize it a bit. Like even today when I'm leaving New Jersey, I want to be woken up being like, oh, you got an appointment at noon. You got to leave at like 10:30 because there's a torrential downpour. So it sort of takes in the Waze feature of like
the optimal. Got the weather too.
Yeah. So it takes in that feature of like the optimal time to leave to get somewhere on time. It's taken in traffic patterns. It's also, if you don't have a car, it's taking in that like hot is Hotspot still an app?
What's Hotspot?
Where it would tell you when the train's coming and what routes to take certain places.
Google Maps tells you.
Yeah, I think Google does that.
Yeah. So we're combining that.
Google too. Does it.
Yeah. Google does it.
David, right. It sounds like you need a personal assistant.
Yeah.
Well, today was the first day I did it.
Apartment without, first. Yeah. Personal assistant
today
second.
Was the first day I did it without Anna with me, and it was fucking brutal, man.
Well, because I'm sure she's also a calming influence on you. Like, if you're getting heated, she could be like, calm down, it's okay.
You'd think. Yeah, no, she is calming. But I'll tell you, man, it's fucking stressful out there. This is a concrete.
Yeah, you
giant.
Know, it's one of those things that there's always a perfect place for you, but you sometimes you just got to bite the bullet, you know.
And sometimes you know, if your friends email you a very affordable apartment that is being subletted from a friend, and you could avoid those broker's fees and go see the apartment, you know where it is. You might, I don't know, want to pounce on that.
Yeah, should I?
I think you should at the very least go see the apartment. like you're not even going to go look at our friend's apartment.
I just, you know, it's, so my two flat screens are just in storage for 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, sell those.
I mean, are they charging you by the month out there in storage?
What are we, Vizio?
You wouldn't know the company. They're pretty new.
Who cares? What were they, $100?
No, it was still expensive.
Mike. Sell them, baby.
If you want to mount those, you can find me on TaskRabbit.
Are you on TaskRabbit?
I just started.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll hire you for some stuff and give you some good reviews to give you a boost.
Hmm,
although I don't know how much Sarah trusts you with the heavy stuff.
What heavy stuff?
As your mounting.
Well, I'm an expert at mounting, my friend.
As your electric work.
Not great. I'm a little nervous about the mounting just because they're hiring one person to mount a TV. Like, what if it's a big TV?
No, like a lot of them, I've had one guy do the
and
mounting.
You like helped him like, put the TV on after he mounted it.
When he's like, all right, I'm ready to throw it on. He's like, do you mind giving me a hand? And of course, I'm not like, mm-hmm. No, that's not what I'm paying you for. As he like juggles a 65-inch TV in his fucking hand. All right, any more questions or should we send it around the horn?
I'm open to questions. I'd like to, you know, flesh it out a little bit if you guys have any issues.
I think if you work, like you said, if you work in maps and weather.
Yeah, it seems like the way, like when you like book a flight and you get an email, like confirmation on Google, it'll throw into your Google calendar automatically. Yeah. Like it's that type of functionality.
A lot of times these people want me to like message them before I'm like 10 minutes, like message me 10 minutes before you're there. And it's like.
Well, I think a lot of people are flaky when it comes like on
I've
both sides of it.
A couple of appointments, and I end up having to block the broker because I'm too scared to see what they're going to text back when
I'm
never
sure that's
show
adding
up.
To the stress a little bit.
Yeah, maybe that's actually the most enjoyable part of the whole thing. Is
just standing them up.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to send it around the horn, Jeffrey, for Hunt and Gather. Again, as a customer, investor, or both.
Look, I think there's something, this idea's got legs, Dave, and I'm sure a lot of people deal with issues like this. It is tough dealing with multiple apps that do the same thing. It's nice to have a seventh or eighth app to combine those.
Yeah. And if you can't get a third phone, by all means, do it.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
No, I'm in. I'm in as a customer and an investor. I think it's top-notch, Dave.
Love it. Dave, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to be a customer because I'm a homeowner, so this doesn't apply to me anymore. Yes. Keep giving me sass, and maybe that guest room won't be available to you. And I'm willing to be an investor if you just agree to like email our buddy and just go see the place.
I will.
It's such a, it's the price is like so crazy low.
I know.
For New York.
I did see that.
Yeah. It's in our neighborhood.
It was low.
No broker's fee. Yeah. Get you to February. We'll help you move after that. Yeah. We'll even help you sell your shit if you got extra stuff.
Yeah.
Deal? Will you at least email him and ask for pictures?
Yeah, I will.
And go look at the place?
I know. I should. For sure.
I think you're making it a little harder than it needs to be. Why don't you just move back to California?
Turn this boat around, dude.
I was thinking about it.
They still got it in your car. LeBron's with the Lakers. You can enjoy the Lakers.
Did I tell you that when I was driving like past the Staples Center to leave LA, I got a notification on my phone. LeBron's
LA's the place to be, baby.
Like, this city's going to be electric.
Dude, LA just got like... They're the coolest city in the States now, right?
Huge.
It's like the epicenter. This is Showtime shit, dude.
I actually am seriously thinking about moving back. It's brutal out here, man.
What are you? You've been here a fucking week.
It's a fucking zoo.
Maybe you're more like a Denver guy, you know?
We actually stopped in Denver. Not a Denver guy.
Could you
I'll
get
say
some,
that.
Suffice it to say, didn't stick.
What about
Hartford?
Yeah, I might be a Hamden guy at the end of the day.
Oh, my God. Please don't keep driving all the way to Hamden. Just look at the apartment. I'm begging you.
I don't know. This world's not for me.
No, don't say that. It's not for us.
This is a joyous occasion. It's our 3-year anniversary.
There's already too many.
You've moved back to New York.
This is a celebratory day, David.
Yeah, dude, it sucks. Everything sucks.
We found you an apartment.
It's a fucking shit city. It's hot.
Plus, you know, we got some other other people we know are going to be coming back eventually. To New York, the whole a lot of the crew is gonna be here, bud.
I'm just trying to find.
You're not gonna want
to
miss out. You're not gonna want to watch the NBA season with us in New York. You're gonna go back to LA and watch it by yourself, or you're gonna come kick it with me in my crib. Me, Miles, Jeff, the crew, watching. The crew. You don't want to watch Lakers games at my house.
I'd rather be at the Lakers.
You're not gonna be able to get those tickets. Are gonna be crazy, dude. All right, well, let's hear it for Davey.
I'm happy to be back.
All right, next up in the pig pen is the more enigmatic of the two twins. He's got a slender frame, a strong jaw, steely blue eyes. He lost my handwritten vows.
Whoa, dude, nice shoes.
Thank you. It's El Jefe, Jeffrey Rosenberg. What do you got for us, buddy?
Guys, allow me, if you will, to pose a question. What is the single most embarrassing thing you can do around your significant other.
Shit your pants. I had the night after our wedding, I got food poisoning from McDonald's, and I was shitting. I was diarrheaing into a toilet while throwing up into the trash, and was just naked and just dripping.
Naked and afraid?
Was afraid, and I was just dripping sweat. I shouldn't have had the nuggets. The nuggets looked rotten to begin with, and I shouldn't have had
them. They use real chicken now.
Well, McDonald's? These were cold, wrinkled, kind of wet nuggets from a weird Hick, Maryland McDonald's.
That's how you celebrate after your wedding? You go to McDonald's?
Yeah, we were we've been on a diet. We love McDonald's. So it's let's do it. And then I just immediately got food poisoning. It was just blah, blah, blah. I love you, babe. You're with me forever.
Dueling Dragons, the worst.
Yeah, dude, that shit was rough. I slept on the tile floor. No, it was when I got there, I got woken up at 4 a.m. with the worst pain. It was also so painful. It felt like the shit wanted to come out, but also had sunk its claws into my intestines and was refusing to be dragged out. Anyway, Jeffrey, your idea?
As the ultimate irony of life is that poop is brown and cum and piss are light, right? So we have one dark coming out the back, and then we have lighter material coming out the front, right?
That's interesting.
Which means on your undies or sheets, it's going to show, right? Because you either see the shit from your white underwear, or you see the pee or cum from
what? Are you getting shit stains on your bed?
Yeah, well, no, but it is possible. Focus.
I mean, anything's possible, but I mean, is this a frequent thing?
No, not at all. Okay. I mean, I sometimes, not shitting, but I've seen a little streak from when you're if you're
You're sleeping naked, you had a little leakage in the middle of the night. No. We're in our 30s, it happens.
It's not so much a sleeping thing. I personally, I've seen it on Dave's bed, not my own bed.
For sure.
So
he wipes with the wet socks he left in your apartment.
Back to front.
Oh, jeez, dude. All right, so how are you going to solve it?
Guys, so the beauty of my idea is in its simplicity. What we're doing is a dual-colored undies. Okay, brown behind, white up front. Brown behind, white up front.
Wow.
That's good.
Brown behind, white up front.
You can even make it black.
Can you just make it all black?
Yeah, black and white.
Wouldn't black just hide everything?
No, because the cum would dry.
Oh, the cum. Yeah. Right.
Yes, the cum. Not that I'm always cumming in my pants, but I think it happened. It happens.
You get, well, it's if you're having a quickie and you just pull your pants back up, there's going to be stuff coming out afterwards.
Right. And it's embarrassing. I don't drop my laundry off. Some people drop their laundry off. I imagine people must see these stains.
For sure.
Either in the back or the front.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm presenting Kadooties. Kadooties.
What is that a pun on?
Come in duty.
I also want that to be the question when someone buys it at Walmart and the cashier has to say that.
Q&A on Amazon.
I was just wondering, what is this name based off? Come in duty. That'll be $15. So tell us more about the features. Like, are we? Is it sort of like a MeUndies material?
Yes, it is. It is that modal
neoprene. Or yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I thought it was modal. Modal.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's like not.
And
cotton.
You know, I was actually in a fabric store in Midtown yesterday that does a lot of like they get the rolls of fabric that companies are no longer designing their clothes for that season, so they get the leftover stuff. So like students in the city can make, you know, something small, prototypical of like what they want to make. So I did actually see the brown and the black and the white modal. So I'm thinking maybe I find a seamstress on something like TaskRabbit, and we make a couple pair of these.
Need a seamstress? Why don't we just do it ourselves?
Because it requires sewing.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Right.
Sarah's got a machine that we could look up.
Really?
Would she do it?
I don't know if she'd want to be.
Does she want to be a founder of Caduties?
I don't know if she wants to be a part of the Cum Duty family.
It's Caduties, Michael. Caduties.
Tell me a little bit more. Tell me about price point. Like, what's the packaging? Are we selling them individually? Are we doing a 3-pack, 6-pack? What am I looking at?
Right. We do the individual and then the 3-pack. We can also do the 7-pack because it is nice to have one for every day of the week. That's like a fun way to
move. Are we doing like shades of brown to match different kinds of poop, or is it just as? And if not, what kind of brown are you doing?
You kind of never know.
Yeah,
you never know until it's too late.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Miles brought up the black though. I feel like I don't have any brown underwear. You know,
it's probably a reason,
right? That because it's like not sexy.
It's poop colored.
Right. It is poop colored.
Maybe we could go black.
But and it's probably more expensive to manufacture black or brown stuff than black.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's a specialty color.
Doesn't brown is specialty? Show up on black?
No, I don't think brown would show up on black, but black would show up on brown, and I guess black poop's also possible.
Yes, I think you get black poops when you drink too much like Imodium or Pepto Bismol.
Oh, it is Pepto Bismol.
Like, I once chugged like one of those like not the full pint of like Pepto, but
this
like
before
the,
or
like
after
the
you shit your pants on a train.
No, I think this was at your one of the. Remember we used to go to those like '90s parties.
Oh yeah, the '90s cover band where you dosed me with Molly.
Right. So another one of those. I had really bad stomach pain, and then I drank a whole bottle of this Pepto Bismol.
Very nice.
And I had even worse body pain.
There's a tipping point, suffice it to say, for the Pep.
Mm-hmm. So. Different colors of like varying hues of brown is interesting. I think on the production side, it's nice to get one color, you know, manufacturing it just like it's less stuff.
You want to establish the classic Cum Duties look.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Black and white.
Right.
Black and white or brown and white?
I like brown and white, to be honest.
Do it.
I think I have an idea for you, Jeffy.
Do.
So you ever been to a hotel and how the floors are all ridiculous colors? So they do that to cover up stains.
Oh, is that why the carpet's so ugly?
So the pat you can make crazy patterns and it would mask from the eyes. So you could just get one pattern of fabric and then have that be the back and it's like an illusion. You know what I mean?
Because there's like swirls.
Illusion underwear. It's a little smooth.
Illusion underwear.
Cumdusion. There's like swirls and stuff. Is that what we're talking about? Like little paisley, brown paisley swirls?
And it's like, you know how people like the accessories with the socks, the fun.
Yeah. Because it does show up.
Don't they already have underwear with like kooky designs like that?
Yeah, but this is poop colored.
And you can still have the white front.
It's still like brown.
You can still have the white front and then the back, just where your ass is.
Brown.
Can be the crazy.
Maybe it can be multiple shades of brown.
Oh, it could be multiple shades
like
of brown.
Your underwear or something.
Right.
Multiple shades of brown.
So I was thinking like the crotch area is the only area that needs to be white, and then like the legs and the back are brown.
Oh, yeah, because then you could also make the crotch area have a thicker, more absorbent, so like it doesn't show up on the outside as well.
Mm.
Keep the elastic white.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad look, to be honest. Like, it sounds like cool looking underwear instead of like really stupid and
this
shitty.
This side's poop. This side's cum.
And then you don't have to think about
brown foot poop,
putting your
white
underwear
for cum.
On.
Yeah, you don't. You know, I do put my MeUndies on the wrong way a lot because
there's no pee hole.
There's no pee hole.
I actually had this conversation with people at
and
work because we're talking
is like
about
in the
MeUndies,
front, not the back.
We're talking about MeUndies, and I was like, "There's no pee hole," and people are like, "You go through the pee hole." And I was like, "Of your underwear?" And I was like, "Yeah, my underwear has a pee hole. I'm going to go through it. I like the structure it gives me as I'm whipping it out. I like rest my wiener on it." it. But yeah. then other people were like, well, you go over, they go over the top.
Can't do that. Yeah. That pinches it.
And they, well, they go over, they unbutton their pants all the way and then they pull their dick and balls over the top of the underwear. That's what I do. That's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Dave, is that what you do?
No, I go through the hole.
See, I've started going, yeah.
That sounds hard. That's like a puzzle before you have to piss.
Well, because you have to like get in there like with like a surgeon and like get your fingers in there and like open up the hole and then take your other hand and like pull it out.
Doesn't it cinch from like the sides of like the, I mean, well, it'll I guess cinch, it must not.
But there's enough structure in the penis where it's like, it's kind of just holding it. But what I was getting at is I've started going over the top and I prefer it.
Yeah.
It's also nice to get your balls some air every once in a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But doesn't that tightness like under the ball sack yeah, sort I was about of to say cut that, off the
tightness, can you have to, well, you have to go lower?
Less so than the penis going through the underwear and the jeans.
Wait, you open the hole in your jeans?
Yeah.
Wait, so you don't even take your belt off or anything?
Nah, dude. I'm going straight up through.
That makes sense because I've like broken a fair amount of belts because I don't usually undo my belt. I'll just like kind of shimmy my pants off.
Oof, I hate
and everything.
That.
Jeez, that's insane.
And then like when it comes
you
back
you go
up,
over the top of your jeans?
Yeah, everything comes.
You're putting your balls on your jeans.
Yeah, like on the belt buckle, I
you
guess.
You put your balls on your pants, Miles?
No, like I putting them on my pants.
You unbutton I get and some, unzip like, it. You yeah. get some air.
Are you unbuttoning and unzip? Yeah.
You've been putting... I'm sorry, what?
Jeff just I just pull everything up. Down.
Like a five-year-old?
Like a six-year-old.
I've been going over the top. I prefer over the top now, but I was surprised. I thought everyone went through the pee hole.
No one's gone through the pee hole button.
All right. Any more questions for Jeffrey? Should we send it around for the vote?
Did we get the pricing plan on that?
One's going to cost you $9.99. The
I like that.
Wow.
Seven pack will run you $49.99.
That's a good deal. I would do seven for $49. It's high end, but you know when you're dealing with common duty, mm-hmm. you got to pay the price.
The amount of embarrassment you'll save because they don't hold on to that story. They tell their friend who tells their friend.
Oh, yeah.
Who tells their friend.
He's got a leaky asshole.
Who tells Miles.
This real fucking guy.
Oh, has your own poopy stories made it around to Miles? Have you heard about his poopy stuff?
No, but I noticed that she'll like look to see like now when I like take my underwear off, she'll like she'll pair over to like see if it's happened. And not that it happens often, but it only needs to happen once for you to have a curious eye.
It did happen once for her. She saw like poopy on your undies.
Yeah, well, the issue is like, it's not even like a leaky butt. It's like scratching your butt, you know?
Yeah.
And when you scratch, you like dig in.
And like, if it's a hot day, the sweat's getting in there. It's picking up some poop particles. It's going into the thing. And she saw this and now she's told everyone we know.
I just think she's like grossed out a little bit, well, understandably so. But now she like looks every time I take. She's not like looking. She's not like opening them up and pairing. But I can like, I know it's like going through like her mind. Like, oh, does my boyfriend have like a streak in his underwear? And like it's emasculating to be fair.
Yeah, because also it's like not the most intimate.
No, because it's like usually right before you're about to be intimate, and it's like, all right.
Oh, so his butt smells like poop.
No, it's my, yeah.
I think you got to start getting undressed in another room.
Well, no, the underwear is going to solve this issue.
Yeah. But, I mean, until you start manufacturing it, I'd like you to get undressed in another room.
I'm already
room.
Manufacturing it. But.
Okay, great. All right, let's send it around the horn for a vote. David, for cum duties, the underwear.
No, there's not cum duties.
I'm sorry, for cum duties.
It's actually K-A-D-O-O-D-I-E-S.
So for... So for caduties, are you in it as a customer investor or both?
Caduties.
I'm definitely in as a cumstader.
Cumstamer.
Investor as well, Jeff. I think this is definitely a top 20 idea for you.
It's got leg, ass, torso, and head.
Something special. I do worry about the front just being white. I think
because that doesn't help with the pee.
That doesn't help with the pee.
But pee's not really a problem, right?
Pee's a problem with
pee
gray,
dries,
usually.
Pee goes away, pee dries.
Pee
also,
stains, though,
but like
get
pee's
the
not
pee
embarrassing.
Stains, though, because that's how the stains come out when you do a little bit of the pee pee after the.
Well, yeah, you got to pee out.
I don't
your
think
cum.
It's coming out. Though.
You don't
it's,
pee out your cum.
You're washing the semen with urine.
Yeah, I do.
I pee out my cum.
Yeah, you got it. How else is it going
to
get out?
That's how you clean. It's healthy. You're supposed to.
Yeah. So you are in as an investor, yeah, just to clarify. Jeffrey, as far as I'm concerned, I'm in as a customer. Now I'm not getting inspected the way that you are, and I do use baby wipes quite frequently. Right. But, you know, with age, your asshole gets looser and looser, and everybody should know this. And, you know, we'll all fall victim to this scenario once, and I'd rather be prepared and have a come duty on my body. When that situation happens. So I'm in as a customer and an investor.
Oh, I appreciate that, Ben.
I do say that, like, when you mail it, maybe some sort of like discreet packaging,
right?
You know, well, so people don't know that you're buying underwear designed to hide the shit.
Yeah, no, I don't. I was thinking like a kind of a see-through, like a plastic, just because it's like it's fun, it's playful, yeah, it's fashionable. And it is fashionable.
Okay, I'm in.
I feel you.
One more time for old Jeffrey.
Guys, you know what time it is. It's time for the mutter. Who's utter? We're all taking a suckle from Mama Bear, Mike Carnell. What do you have in store for us today?
Boys, what happened today? Dave, what was a big event in your life?
Today?
Yeah, what happened? What was the worst thing that happened to you today?
The torrential downpour.
Exactly.
Was bad.
Yeah. Rain. Okay. Yeah. You're coming back to a climate that's, you know, a little bit more dangerous than you're used to. We've got rain. We've got hail coming this week. I hope you boys are ready for that. There's hail coming this week.
I love hail.
It hurts. Awful. But it's great. You're going to love it here, Dave.
I don't. It's like I've never lived here my entire life, but coming back is sucks. Sucks over here.
It's a bad attitude, bud.
I'm a bad guy.
Anyway, so guys, there's a lot of rain. Now, what is the best tool for not getting wet?
The umbrella, of course.
Of course, the umbrella. Now, when you think of an umbrella, and you think of the umbrella, and what is it? You know, you've got the main part that blocks the rain, and then you've got yourself a long handle.
Yes.
That's the base.
Right.
What does that handle remind you of?
The handle reminds
me
of...
Like a cane or like a thick, walking stick, like the blind people kind of use?
The answer, my friends, is a straw. Now, with water shortages happening all over the world, why should we not be drinking the free water that God has given us? Okay, and that's why I'm introducing my new product, the Strumbella. The Strumbrella.
Strumbrella.
The Strumbrella. All right, so here's pictured. All right, you've got your classic umbrella shape, but in the middle of ours is a bit of a dish.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what that's doing at the top, at the very base of the top, the pole is going into that sort of dish, that concave structure, and what's that doing is pooling the water. Okay. Right, yeah. And then at the handle.
Is it being filtered
though? A nozzle?
Can I get through my
pitch
before?
There's a nozzle at the end of the handle?
Yeah, there's a little straw at the end of it. And it's curved so you can go in there without dipping.
Like a camelback.
Now, yes, David, to answer your question, in that base, we have what we call a three-point structure, okay? Mm-hmm. First, filter. Top of the line charcoal filter. This, you know, the base of it comes in three parts. You can unscrew it to replace those filters. We recommend every 3 months.
Makes sense.
And also just dry them out, you know? You don't want to get moldy.
Right.
So that's a filter. Then the second stage is a purification system. So this is just, there's microbes in there. So it goes through the filter, then there's microbes in it that really get that water nice and clean. And at the bottom, that third one is going to be a flavor pouch. Okay, so what you can start doing is adding little flavors to your water. Now, Dave, do you want it to be a hint of lemon? A hint of lime?
Ooh.
A hint of orange? We can do that. And then you're going to suck that out. Now, that's free water. Again, what I like about this invention is that it's not just an umbrella. It's a way to survive.
Right.
And also, we're building other streams of revenue by like, well, you can't have the umbrella without the filters. Now you're going to have to buy those filters. You're going to want these flavor packs as well. That's how you make the money. It's like, we're going to sell you one umbrella that's a guaranteed 6-year lifespan. But these filters, again, replaced every 3 months, and those filters are going to cost you $20.
And the primary... umbrella, how much is that structure costing?
$85.
$85.
That's expensive, Mike.
I mean, it's a high-end umbrella. Now, this is guaranteed not to break in the wind. Like this is guaranteed not to break in the wind.
Right. Is it like a golf umbrella size, like a big boy? Or is it like a medium?
Well, we have multiple sizes. You know, we're not going to pigeonhole ourselves into one size. So you've got your golf umbrella, which is going to run you $95. You've got your standard, which is going to run you $85. And then you've got your little petite baby. That's going to run you 55.
Mm-hmm. And let's say you get home. Are you capping it or draining it?
Well, you're going to have to suck all that out. And also, if you don't want it, do the classic. Just dump it. It's rainwater. Who cares?
Can it be a fun game for kids where you spray people with the leftover
well,
stuff?
Well, you know, I mean, we're not going to promote that, but you can spray.
Yeah.
You can also blow it out.
Right. Blow it out, kind of like a whale's...
Like a whale.
What do they call those? Blowholes?
Like a blowhole.
Is the name?
No, it's Strumbrella. It's a Strumbrella.
What about a blowhole?
It's the Strumbrella.
It's kind of fun as a game, though.
We're not doing the blowhole.
Water weight seems a little heavy. How much water are we holding on to?
We're talking about this much water.
It's, the size of really a small not, bowl.
The size of a small bowl. And that's the equivalent of, let's call it, a half of a water bottle. Mm-hmm. So 6 ounces of water.
All right.
Just enough to get a good sip going.
Let's say you're walking close to a building in a big city, mm-hmm. and we're talking about water that's coming off a building. Is that filter going to work fast enough to make that water drinkable?
Top-of-the-line technology.
Straight from an air conditioner?
Top-of-the-line.
Yeah.
Top-of-the-line filter. Quick now, if you get a little like air conditioning fluid in the water,
yeah.
we obviously can't filter that out. That's not on us. Mm-hmm. I can't promise that there's not going to be...
The filter.
I can't promise that when you're walking, a bird's not going to shit into your drink bowl.
Right,
and that you're not
right.
going to suck down
but
some
the,
shit.
Shouldn't the filtration
I can't promise
system?
That.
Shouldn't the,
you, yeah, I mean, you won't get sick, charcoal. But like you might have a little bit of taste of poo. I mean, but that's sort of a small taste, a small, tiny taste. But again, that's a
it's
double
filter.
It's a
system.
Double filtration system. So you've got the filters at the first stage, and then you've got the microbe sort of filtering in the second stage before you hit your flavors. Which would also help mask any slight poop flavor.
Interesting. I like it.
Free water.
Yeah. Did you think of this idea because you were thirsty while you were in the rain?
Precisely.
That's interesting.
I was getting rained on last weekend. I was thirsty and I was wet. I didn't have an umbrella, but I was also quite thirsty because I was a little stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Necessity is the mother of invention, my man.
That cup, that bowl on top, does that make it harder to sort of compress the whole umbrella?
No, what we have is a sort of spider wire technology, which is also patented. So it's boom,
gotcha.
Folds into itself.
Yes. Interesting.
Coming from the Kadoodie guy, I will say like this... It disgusts me a little bit, you know.
It disgusts you a little bit.
Just because you're drinking out of the umbrella, like your hand is also like on the handle most of the time,
but
and
it
then
never
you're
touches
putting,
a straw tip.
Never touches this. Are we talking about a curved
it's
handle?
It's a curved one.
Mm-hmm. And so you're lifting it up to your mouth in the rain, I assume, and then drinking. Okay.
We also sell extension tips for the mouth.
That's nice.
Why doesn't it just come off the side before it gets all the way down?
What do you mean?
So like you have the umbrella right here. Comes off of the middle of the stem instead of all the way at the bottom. So you can just hold it where your head would normally
Ooh.
Be.
This is that's why we bring Miles in.
Raise the nozzle.
Yeah. That's not bad. You're raising
and
the
you
nozzle.
Can put the, you can put the filter at the top of the umbrella instead of at the bottom.
Well, the filter was at the top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the filter was
the filter was at the top, but I don't mind your mid sort of, what do you call
the
it?
Nozzle?
The nozzle. I don't mind raising the nozzle up.
That's not a bad idea.
That's the only thing I would
recommend. Maybe you can then connect it to the thing.
Keep yourself covered by the umbrella without raising it up.
I'm willing to move the nozzle. I'm willing to move the nozzle halfway up. Now what we're going to do is lose the flavor pack with no more flavors. But hey, it's just water. Who cares?
Yeah, flavor pack. You can still fit in there.
Well, where? But it has to get.
Have you seen those like little squirt bottle things? They're like this big. They're tiny.
Okay. We'll go smaller on the flavor pack.
The flavor pack is how you get your
money.
I
want you to drop orange.
You want me to drop orange?
I want you to drop orange.
Well, then
flavor.
No, because when you move to Southern California, I guess there's not a lot of rain, but people like orange.
Do they?
Yeah, for sure.
More so than lime, I'd say.
But an orange flavored water, like lime water, lemon water, orange water.
Rose water.
We have rose water. We have cucumber water. I mean, we've got all the flavors.
Yeah, cucumber.
I'm not going to drop orange. Sorry. I know that you think you can like boss me around because I was willing to negotiate on the placement of the nozzle. But for you to just sit here and tell me to drop orange is quite frankly out of line.
I agree with him.
That's agreeable.
Any other questions before we send it around?
What was the price again?
105 for the jumbo 80 for the golf golf one, 85 for what we're calling our city series, and then 55 for our smaller petite one.
55, all right.
Interesting. I like it.
All right, David.
Let's talk hail though or snow. Like people
indestructible.
Yeah. But does it filter like...
It'll filter the snow.
Yeah.
And what we do is we have a winter pack that'll heat it up. You put that in the filter.
Hot water?
It's heating it up.
That's awesome.
Maybe it's a little solar powered energy.
We're talking tea flavors now. Your black tea, maybe a chamomile.
Oh, that's
it's brewing
a
tea.
We're not going to move into tea.
But it's hot water.
No, it's not hot water. What it is like the bowl has like solar powered and it's melting the snow quicker to get into the straw.
It could be cool if it was hot, though, and you could have hot chocolate whenever it snows.
We're not going to get into the hot chocolate, guys. I feel like, again, I gave you an inch and you're trying to take a mile. It's not happening.
But if it's cold out, don't you want a nice hot tea, a hot chocolate?
Then don't bring the umbrella.
Out in the rain?
I don't care. Go buy a hot chocolate. It's not what the product's for. We're not doing hot products. We're not doing hot chocolate.
All right.
Next question.
I think we're all set on questions. All David, you ready?
Yeah, yeah. David, customer, investor, both for the Strumbrella.
I mean, it's so interesting that I have to try it as a customer.
Well, you get a free one, of course.
Oh, cool. Investor, though, I need to see it in motion. I need to see how it works. I need to see
how... You can't see anything on this podcast in motion.
Yeah. I'm in as an
investor.
That's
my boy. Yeah. Jeffrey, customer or investor?
Yeah, you know, I never used to be an umbrella guy. This might make me an umbrella guy. I got absolutely soaked today. And because I did that big gym workout, because I'm a workout guy now, I was a little parched in the rain.
And, I'll
and
say
I'm
this,
surrounded by it.
As far as like the umbrella culture, you know, and you sort of get this, I think we've talked about it with the mani-pedis. Why is there a stigma for men using umbrellas? Mm-hmm. I was always raised, I was told, you put on your hoodie, you put up your hood, you get wet. Why is it cool to get wet? Why is that a manly thing to get wet?
I brought an umbrella. Well, I was given an umbrella to come out here because I knew it was going to pour.
Yeah.
I didn't bring the umbrella out. I do feel a little emasculated with an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't feel wet. And it's like, let's change the culture.
Yeah,
it's
we're 2018, challenging the trends.
You know, anyone can be anything in any way they want. And men should be able to have umbrellas. And if you're going to be this sort of archaic definition of a man and you're going to be like wet in the rain, then I say good riddance to you. But if you ever want an umbrella, come to me.
Attaboy. He's back.
Boys, great first half of the episode. Love having you here. We'll play a little tunes, maybe a voicemail. What do you think? I don't know, or should we save the voicemails? I didn't listen to the last episode. I don't know what you guys did.
We do it after the break.
Okay, now. So we'll play some tunes. Miles, play us out. All right, this week's episode is first brought to us by our good old family friends, Adam and Eve. Ooh. They're back for a second straight week. Guys, if you go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item, all right? And when you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it all off, free shipping.
Ooh, baby.
All right, so that's adamandeve.com, and you got to use that code TWINS. That's TWINS.
TWINS
at checkout. Guys, adamandeve.com, code TWINS. If you show us what you get and share with us your experiences, again, we will shout you out. We love Adam and Eve. They've been a longtime friend. We had a brief falling out where they stopped advertising with us, but
it's
now
like
we're all
good
back.
Relationship. Hey, you, ups and downs.
If you love something, let it go. If you love something, let it go, and maybe get it a butt plug from adamandeve.com. Again, that code is TWINS. TWINS.
TWINS.
50% off. Most of your items, plus 3 free adult DVDs and that free mystery gift. Share that mystery gift with us, and we'll shout you out.
Yes, every weekend can be a Valentine's Day weekend.
Shout out to Adam and Eve.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
All right, our sponsor this week is RX Bar, the whole food protein bars with simple, real ingredients, guys. Mm-hmm. All right, and what does that mean? Okay, that means that they're made with real, whole ingredients where they want to be transparent upfront with us, their customers, which is why they also label the core ingredients, egg whites, dates, and nuts. These are popular bars you might have seen around. The packaging is fantastic, too.
Beautiful.
And all of those ingredients are on the front of the package and the flavor components on the back. Now, it could be unsweetened chocolate, coconut, apples, whatever. Beyond being a go-to snack that checks off a number of nutritional boxes, RX bars also taste delicious, all right? Because they found that creating a bar from real, whole ingredients actually tastes better than any sort of like manufactured bull crap, all right? And here's the point. They want to build things the right way. They believe, again, in transparency, all right? And they turn to real food, guys. All right, so whatever you like, sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit flavors, there's definitely an RX bar for you. And they come in 14 delicious flavors. That's mango pineapple, chocolate hazelnut, peanut butter and berries, chocolate sea salt, coconut chocolate, mixed berry, blueberry, maple sea salt, apple cinnamon, mint chocolate chip, peanut butter chocolate, and coffee chocolate. Wow. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, no artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers, okay? And guys, I've had the blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. It's just nice to know, you know, when I bit into it, I knew what I was eating. It filled me up. It tasted like blueberries, which is all you can really ask for. And I'd have to say between that and the peanut butter and berries one I had, I actually like the blueberries more. Not that there's anything wrong with the peanut butter and berries. I just happen to be a bit of a blueberry, you
know, the berry boy.
Because I think the Rosenbergs specifically, it's a little bit tough to eat breakfast in the morning.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
I have a small tough appetite in the morning. And this is a grab and go type of
thing. It's a grab and go. You bring it. And guys, if you want to be like us eating these RX bars, and if you also want 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/twins, TWINS, twins. All right. And guys, you know, let us know what you're eating. Mm-hmm. Let us know the flavors. Take pics. And of course, we'll shout you out if you do. So once again, thanks to RX Bar for sponsoring this week's episode. Let's get back to it. And we are back. Wait. Hold on. Y'all mm-hmm. smell that?
Yes. Hit it.
Reel it in. Reel it in.
It's the catch of the day. This is the segment of the show where we salute fellow hustlers out in the real world making it happen. But this time, we're not saluting. We're coming at your ass, yeah. Jeffrey. Tell the people what I'm mad
Guys,
about, baby.
You've seen it all around. It's taken the world by
my
storm.
My fucking idea.
The iPhone case, the airbag that's got the spring out on the four corners to keep your phone from breaking.
Bullshit.
Made by that German fuck.
What's his
Excuse
name?
Excuse my French. Philip Frenzel.
You're Frenzel. No Frenzel of mine.
No, you're
crowd.
Not. No friends of the nation.
You're a fucking thief, you piece of shit.
He must have listened to the goddamn podcast.
He does listen to the podcast.
He's a goddamn engineer.
More Twinnovation fans message us about an idea.
It's so infuriating.
It's in the hundreds. I get like 10 a day.
This is, and just for people who don't know, I had an idea called Nine Lives, which was a phone case mm-hmm. that would simulate what a cat does when it falls. It always lands on its feet. So once it hit a terminal velocity, those claws would be out and it would spring out and it would act as like a little landing thing, which is literally exactly what this fucker did. Stole my idea. He's on in Fortune magazine. It says he's winning awards.
He's making his way across the entire universe.
I want people to find his Twitter, and I want people to oink him out and call him, I don't know, Google
we
Dirty
wanna,
Thief
we want a
in
piece
German.
Of the product. We
Google
want a piece
Dirty
of it.
Thief in German and tweet
mm-hmm.
it at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
What's his name?
Intellectual property, baby. Come on.
That's right.
Peter Frenzel?
His name is Philip
Frenzel.
Philip
How do you spell
Frenzel.
It, Jeffrey?
Philip Frenzel.
A student from Aalen University in Germany. Well, I'll be talking to the dean about this, my mm-hmm, friend, and I'd mm-hmm, like to have him expelled.
Mm-hmm.
I should start filing. I knew I should have filed the fucking bet.
That was a good idea.
That was a great. I mean, yeah. I should
We're
be,
gonna
I,
fucked. We're gonna see the Cadooties out in fucking 5 months. And what am I gonna do?
What do you
a podcast?
So what do you think they like if someone stole the idea? Like what would they? Would they still call it Cadooties? What would they call it?
They just play that podcast in court.
Cum duties.
I don't know what I do. You know, it's
the judge asks you to show your underpants. Do you have a shit stain right now? Emma's crying in court.
The bailiff is slowly unbuckling my belt.
pulling your penis.
I see you
top.
Go over the top.
please don't.
I mean, it's a great idea. I guess I got to give him. Oh, he fucking.
He did. I mean,
during the sales launch at a store in New York?
Mm-hmm. New York?
In my home turf?
Oh, shit, dude. I wonder if he listens.
He must listen.
We've got German fans.
Well, at this point, he'll deny listening because he doesn't want to, you know, have.
Can we
that
track what he's listened to?
This is why I'm saying we need to start the Twinnovation Lab and get a bunch of engineers from the nation to move
like
into Dave's new apartment with Dave and Anna.
What we should
and
do is
we're
going to
put you up
upstate.
For a couple months And what we're going to let you do is we're going to let you fuck around and make what we tell you
Let's
to.
Let's buy a farm upstate and like, yo, you can live here for free as long as you develop mm-hmm. products.
And still awesome. You have to plow the field as well.
Yes, you will. Yes, we will need you to plow the field.
Plow the field, you'll milk the cows, and you will work on our apps and products.
But it's free room and board.
Yes.
And we'll give you, we'll make you dinner every night.
Right. And we'll give you drugs. Dinner
we'll
and drugs.
Weed. We'll give you dinner and weed.
Dinner and weed.
And that way, fucks like Philip Frenzel can't sweep the rug out from under mm-hmm. us.
He launched mm-hmm. it in New York?
It said he went, it said it was at a launch. The photo is like, this was at the sales launch party, New York City. Mm. He's smart and rich now. The motherfucker.
Apple's going to buy it from him, probably.
I mean.
Well, they want their phones to break, though.
Yeah, they're probably anti, though. I mean, I really hope that he sells this and immediately it starts jamming into people's thighs, ripping right, out the yeah. flesh.
Well, that's what Miles was saying. Like, if you, you know, skip down the street or you jump off the curb to hop a puddle, is this thing springing open on your thigh and cutting you open?
David, I can only hope that's the case yeah. mm-hmm. for old mm-hmm. Mr. Frenzel. Let's see how much limited liability you had in your fucking company, you piece yeah. of shit.
It might be shatterproof, but is it bloodproof when it's in your
fleshproof
pocket?
It just keeps releasing and going yeah. into new pieces of the thighs. Well, boys, I mean, that's a bit of a beef of the day, or a catch of the stinky catch.
This is catch and release.
This is a catch and release. And again, I'd love for people to possibly find him on Twitter. I'm sure he's got some sort of personal account. If mm-hmm. he's a college kid, oink him out, call him a thief, and send him the link to our podcast, and tell him that he's a thief. He's a goddamn thief.
We don't get any breaks in this world.
No, but what we do have are the best fans in the world. And right now, it's time for the nation to
rise up.
And this is a part of the show where we hear from two lucky fans who have sent their schemes in to us. We'll be reading them on the show. You can send them to ideas@twinovation.biz, our Twitter, our Facebook. And now you can send them to our Twina voicemail. Mm-hmm. But first up is an email from our boy, Jared. Are you boys ready for the first submission?
Yeah.
Jared writes, first off, congratulations to Nick and his new baby and to Mike and his new bride and to Davey and his new home. Everyone's really happy for you, Dave. We need you to turn that frown upside down.
No, I don't have to. That was a while ago. I just thought of the idea today.
For sure.
And he continues, I am a loyal day 400-ish fan and proud follower of King Davey. Allow me to pose a question.
Everyone loves me, man.
We all love you.
Famous?
No, we all love you, and that's
but
why.
Am I famous?
No. What makes Twinnovation the best podcast on the internet? That's right. It's the companionship and intimacy that you feel with the host when you listen. My product today is an extension of that very companionship. I present to you a series of animatronic speakers in the form of Twinnovation hosts.
Ooh,
whoa!
I like
that's
that.
Right.
You Frankel might make yeah. it for us. Take our Frenzel. Likeness too,
Frenzel. You fuck. That's right. You too can bring your favorite podcast to life with caricature models of each host. Mechanical mouths use proprietary technology to map out the vocalizations of each host in conjunction with their individual voice being played from the speaker within.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, these beautiful figurines will act out the podcast in the room with you, masking that horrid stench of loneliness you live with for about an hour each week. The set of four animatronic speakers are only $49.99, and I don't have a name yet. Love the pod, and keep up the good work, boys. Your number one Portland, Oregon fan, Jared.
Love it.
I love that idea. Personalizing Fantastic. The speakers is like a, you know, because the world of like the Bluetooth speakers is like, it's already blowing up. A lot of people use them for surround sound now.
For sure.
Sonos is huge, but you can have like,
you know, molds. I'm a Sonos guy.
You could have molds that you put it even around them, so it wouldn't even have to be the actual speaker.
It could be our faces. The only tough part I see is the animatronic mouth.
I don't even know if you need that,
though. I think you could just have like an opening like in the mouth where the speakers are. It's. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, what about the acting it out?
Wouldn't it like? There's so much talking, so would it know?
Right, it would like, have
would
to know.
It would just each be constantly. It would like be constantly going up and down and like looking like fucking insane. So maybe we lose the animatronic part, but keep the general idea of like custom speakers made from us, and like out of our mouth holes comes the noise.
Mm.
Come duties.
But maybe you like say you could, maybe your you could lines, use, and I say my lines, and like we all have our own lines.
I don't think if the mouth's not moving, it's, you know, it's just
right.
I think you do surround sound where maybe Jeff, you're the left speaker, Dave, you're the right speaker, and I'm the center one,
mm-hmm.
the bass. Mm-hmm.
That's fun. I you know, and it's like a, it's like one of those things where I feel like you would buy at like Disney, or like, you know, you would get like Mickey to do it or something. Like, I can see as being something that you can really scale up and like, you know.
Oh, we do have that 3D printer we don't use. We could always do a, some sort of prototype.
Where is that 3D printer?
You know, I don't see it in the Twinnovation off this new HeadGum office. So maybe we'll have to start pressuring Nick.
I actually have an idea for Patreon involving the 3D printer. I'm not going to say it because I think things are better done before, you know, kind of like spouting it out.
Yeah,
because
there's a sense of like accomplishment.
Don't get frenzled. Right.
Yeah. There's a sense of accomplishment that happens when you tell someone you're going to do something. Right. And a lot of the times that's enough. And then don't do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this right after I make the cadooties.
All right. Well, let's hear it for our boy one more time. From Portland, Oregon. Now, Jeffrey, are you queuing up the Twin of voicemail?
Yes, I think I will queue up the Twin of voicemail.
I love this feature. I think it was really great that you guys brought it.
Just so people know, I think the number is on our Instagram profile, right, Jeff? Is that how most people are finding?
Yes, the number is, you can call through Instagram. It's next to the email button.
And I'll say this also, if you want to, like, they don't all have to be ideas. I think what would be really nice, I'd love to pepper the episode with like an NPR style, like you just hear like little messages from the fans, you know. And if it's a, it could be 20 seconds, could be 30 seconds. I'd say the shorter the better, because then we could fit more people on.
Right.
I love like hearing from the fans. I love hearing their actual voices. Maybe so I think that could be fun. So like you could just, yeah, say it, Dave. Say it out loud.
Jeff, you did say it was on our Instagram?
I probably should have looked this up.
Yeah, no,
before.
It is on the Instagram. It's definitely on the Instagram.
On the mobile part? Where do you see that?
Well, let's next move on. People can find it.
Oh, no, I see it, the call. Oh, but they don't tell you the number.
They don't tell you the number.
Oh, no, here it is.
Yeah, it's
646
926
1092.
That's the number, folks.
This is dangerous.
Hey, call it. Like, leave us some, like, if you, like, leave, like, fun, cool messages for us, you want to just say hi, you want to say what's up, you're a little drunk, you're a little high, you want to, I don't care what you do. If you send us ideas, but also, like, send us the messages, we'll play them in the podcast, we'll pepper them throughout. Mm-hmm. We're kind of building a new sonic profile while Miles is here, because he's...
Sonic profile.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah,
that's very cool.
Is that something you just thought up?
Or yeah, I don't know, it just came out.
Very talk cool.
You're smart, man. Sweet guy. Yeah, you're very cool. You we're guys. All really proud of
3 years, yeah. 3 years, 3 years, 3 years. All right, Jeffrey, play that voicemail.
You got it.
What up, what up, what up? Shout out to my boy Nick Rad.
Woo.
Your Ukrainian baby is going to grow up nice and strong. Like adults. Anyway, my idea is carrying no parking signs in your car so you can set up beside the parking spot, and then even if you get a ticket, just take a picture after where there's no sign.
And,
you know, tell them to go fuck themselves in an actual parking spot. Meanwhile, you'll have a parking spot all to yourself.
Love Thanks. It.
Oh, I see.
So he has a no parking sign in his car.
Right.
He's putting it places, saving spots for himself.
Saving spots, right. He's not, because he's putting it in his car when he's parked, putting it out.
Putting it out when he leaves.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant because, Dave, you know, I mean, you're driving your car around. How hard is it to find parking?
It's brutal. I don't know how far I need to park from the hydrant, how far I need to park from the corner.
I mean, a car length from the hydrant. What are you talking about?
Well, sometimes, you know, it's...
No. I lived in LA for like 17 months. Not even.
Like, what are you talking about?
I've never had a car here.
Right, but you know how these
things
work.
And also, like, you can't let driving in New York isn't fun, because once you permanently get here, you won't be driving anymore, so it won't be a problem. Please go look at the apartment. I'm begging you, dude.
It might be a little, so instead of maybe the no parking sign, because that sounds big, and because it must be like still, it's like 7 feet tall or something.
Yeah, those are like the big tall ones, right?
Because like, I don't know if you can like get a, like it's fake, but it's still like the real thing, you know? It's just like a recreation of it. I think we mentioned way, way back, maybe year one on the podcast, maybe like some like styrofoam hydrant that you can just like leave out on the street.
Oh, wow.
Or even, I was thinking,
I think that might have been another
full,
fans idea.
Full
too.
Blow up car.
I love it.
And you leave
can we do more hologram car?
Hologram car. I was thinking, like, I think the inflatable car, but maybe, like, it just has, like, the cover already on it, you know?
So oh, it's like, so it looks like, hey, I don't want to get rain on my car.
You can blow it up with the exhaust from your car. So you park, it just comes out the back, that's starts inflating. Tight.
And there's just, like, tons of carbon monoxide waiting in that thing for you.
You don't have to suck it out.
Yeah, well, how long are you going to deflate it?
The last spot I looked at right before this episode, the broker told me that he...
Two people died from carbon monoxide.
No, he said that he owns like the car that all the undercover cops really have, so that he just parks in front of fire hydrants and he never gets tickets because it's like the car that...
What is the car?
It's like
an Oldsmobile or some shit?
Crown Victoria.
Don't they have like... some sort of something on there. You can't just like park in front of a fire hydrant.
Well, if it's like the car that the NYPD and he's the like, cops.
He's like, yeah, so I just like park in front of fire hydrants. Anyway, so yeah, there is a little bit of fire damage in this apartment. The fire department had a little trouble putting it out because some asshole parked in front of the hydrant.
I feel like also you just need like a sticker in your windshield that looks like it's like, yo, FDNY, NYPD, you know, I support the
troops.
Then
if you do get caught with that, then I think that's actually like highly illegal.
Well, no, it's not like I am a cop. You're just supporting the cops.
This is not a fake badge. It's just a badge that says I support cops. I never said I was a cop. I wanted to show you how much I supported them. What was that fan's name? Did he give us a name?
I don't think he did, but I do have his number. We can put his.
I don't think we should
put his phone number out.
796.
No, definitely don't do that.
He did sound foreign though, right?
No, he didn't sound. No,
I think he did sound foreign.
Kind of did have an accent.
I couldn't tell what accent it was, but I love him nonetheless.
From Deutschland.
What's your phone password, like, Jeffy?
What is your? don't say that.
Well, no one here is going to, no one listening. It's 09.
Oh, okay.
12.
That's also your like PIN number, right? Yes, it's probably your code for everything.
That, actually? You know how to bleep?
Yeah, I can take it.
Beep or bleep, right?
It's bleep.
Yeah, I know.
You know that number, that four digits is everything for you, I'm sure.
It's 6. Oh.
That's not even the number.
I would still bleep it because.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then he said 10.
02.
Well, why do you need to get into my phone? Oh, I have it up on my computer. And it's,
I think either way, we bleep some of those digits. Maybe bleep like two of them and then let this sleep.
Because I'm thinking that is my debit card PIN.
Definitely is your debit card PIN.
I think people are assuming at this point. This is fun. This is how we have fun, guys.
I like the voice. I got to credit you guys for bringing the voicemails to the last episode. I really love it. It's a good touch.
Yeah, apparently we've had it for a while.
Yeah, I do a lot of like half-assed projects that I never finish, and starting like a Google Voice was one. GroupHall was one. I kind of fell by the way.
GroupHall's still
It's going strong, and that's just sort of like all we can do is create the community and the website, and it's up
true.
To
right. It's true.
Just to the nation out there, leave us more of those voicemails. They're fun.
Yeah, short messages. Like I said, we want to start peppering them NPR style throughout the episode.
But also, email. We still like the emails.
Yeah, we do love like the emails because I do like to read the emails. Well, let's give it up for our boy. Let's give him a name. We'll call him Josh.
Josh.
Give it up for Josh. Boys, great episode. 3 years in.
Huge.
We like to close each episode with, what are we doing this weekend? Plug what we're doing. What are you boys getting up to?
I'll start. Okay. Jake, actually, the Podfod is actually getting married next month, correct?
In 1 month from today, I believe.
Yeah, he gave me a little task.
Oh, what do you give
you? So, did you have one of these at your wedding? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a photo board, when you enter the wedding, and it shows like pictures of like the couple and like them growing
Jake
up
asked
together.
You to do that.
He did. He asked me to like put it together.
Cool.
Not the photo aspect, like the. Hard air quotes, the construction.
He knows you're a board guy.
Right, yeah. Well,
you're a board guy.
I'm a board guy, and I'll send him my TaskRabbit invoice.
David, what are you doing?
Other than checking out the apartment that you're telling me to look at, I'm probably going to still look for other apartments. Although I am going to Cape Cod on Saturday.
Hmm.
Cool. Nice. But Jake also gave me a task.
Ooh, what did he give you?
Should I say?
Is it a surprise to anyone?
No. I guess he ordered some type of thing that could only be delivered locally in Cape Cod. It's actually kind of weird.
Are you going to Cape Cod just for it?
No.
Oh.
But...
Like, that's quite the task.
Yeah. He put me up in the house.
Delivered locally.
Isn't that kind of
can you say what it is?
I don't even know.
Sounds like he's ripping off your firework idea, but
Mike, what task did Jake give you?
He hasn't given me a task. No task. Which I'm actually fine because I'm kind of still exhausted.
But we do have to. He did ask us the other day to.
Well, no, that was not Jake.
Oh, right. Yeah. Correct.
That was someone asking us not to tell Jake what they were asking us to do.
Gotcha. Jake doesn't listen.
Is it a bad sign I haven't gotten a task, or do you think he's just like leaving me alone because I've been busy?
Yeah, I want to like.
I'm gonna read into it. Quite frankly, I'm gonna read into it. Miles, what are you doing this weekend?
Not doing anything. I've been gone for the past 5 or 6 weekends, so I'm taking it.
You got a new puppy. You got to chill with the doggy.
You got a doggy?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Beautiful. You don't follow Shelter Bay on Instagram, dude?
Shelter Bay on Instagram.
Everyone should be following Shelter Bay on Instagram. Beautiful dog.
Right up.
One word.
Beautiful dog. Beautiful dog. Well, boys, I'm glad that we're all back together. 3 years is quite the accomplishment. I'm proud of what we've done, and I'm looking forward to the next 12.
Beautiful. Yes. Love that, Michael.
All right, and to the nation, as always, stay scheming and stay dreaming.
Walking out the door, rob the damn bank, got a chauffeur, make some more burns. Now an open screw, short today with two dudes, innovation, I owe you. Upper, upper body, getting upper body, upper, upper body.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.